Good morning, and we appreciate your presence, and we have a number here this morning that are visiting, and we're glad that you're here. If you have an opportunity to come back, we would love to have you. And what a great opportunity we have now to spend some time in a study of God's Word. I appreciate the singing and the prayers and the Lord's Supper and the time spent together, and I hope that it will be encouraging to all of us. If you'll turn in your Bibles this morning to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, in just a moment, we want to look at the end of a matter is better than the beginning. As you're turning over there, I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that we can learn something this morning that will encourage us. Before we begin, I wanted to mention that we obviously, if the Lord wills, we have a new year coming up on Thursday morning. It's our new year. And if any of you are planning to read through the Bible in 2026, I would encourage you to have a daily Bible reading in 2026. And I wanted to let you know that I have several Bible reading plans. If you want to talk with me after services, there are many online that you can find very easily. You might find one there that you like, but if you'd like for me to help you in that, and I have several hard copies here, different kinds of reading plans, please let me know, and we will get you set up before the new year comes. I wanted to let you know that I'm personally going to try a chronological Bible reading. I've done that before years ago, and I want to do that again, but reading through the Bible chronologically. And if you would like to do that with me, we can set up a group text chat and keep up with each other as we go through the year. But if you'd like to do a chronological Bible reading together, please let me know and we can get you that material as well. But any Bible reading, of course, is great. And if there's anything I can do to help you with that, please let me know. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, Solomon is telling us about the better life. The better life. There are other places in Ecclesiastes where the better life is mentioned, and it's also mentioned in the book of Proverbs. But we're just going to confine our attention this morning to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We're going to focus this morning on verse 8, that the end of a matter is better than the beginning. As we come to the end of this year, the last Sunday of this year, I was thinking about this Bible passage. When you come to the end of something, Solomon says that it's better than the beginning. And what we want to do this morning is we want to answer the question, why? Why is it better? Solomon says it's better, but why is it better? That's our lesson this morning. Now, Solomon is not going to tell us in verse 8 why it's better. We're going to have to turn other places in Scripture to find that. But the end of a matter is better than the beginning. The end of this year is better than back in January the 1st, 2025. And there are other relationships that we have in life where the end of a matter is better than the beginning. Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, if you look at verse 1, the context here in this section of Scripture is the better life. Let's look at a few examples. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, for example. A good name, which is talking about your character, your reputation. A good name is better than precious oil, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Character is better than money. Character is better than material things. The reason is, it's character that gets us to heaven. Material things don't get us to heaven. A good character is better than money or material things. And the day of death, we're going to talk about this in just a minute, is better than a day of one's birth. Here's a second better statement, verse 2. It is better to go to the house of mourning. This is where a funeral takes place. It's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made glad. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. So this second better statement has to do with contemplating death. And we're all headed that way. If Jesus doesn't come first, we're all headed to that funeral home. We're all headed to that casket. We're all headed to that cemetery. And as negative as that might seem, Solomon says that actually is better, to be there and contemplate those things and be ready to meet the Lord in judgment than to even be having fun and games at a party. Here's the next one. Look at verse 5. It is better to hear rebuke, the rebuke of the wise, than for a man to hear the song of fools. It's better to be rebuked and hear something that is going to make us a better person, change our behavior in some way for the better, than to be around someone who is nice to us, but they're speaking foolish things that do not help us to get better in our life. So that's the next one he mentions. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity or emptiness. Surely extortion makes the wise man foolish, and a bribe destroys the understanding. And then the next better statement is what we want to focus on this morning in verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud of spirit. As we come to the end of this year, and as we come to the end of a lot of different kinds of things in life, why is it that the end is better than the beginning? That's our lesson this morning. Why is it the better life? Why is it better to end something and completely go through something and accomplish something and finish something? Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished that race. I have kept the faith. Why is that better? Why is it better to make it all the way to the end of something than to just simply start something? That's what we want to talk about this morning. Well, when we turn in the Word of God, we find some reasons why the end is better than the beginning. First of all, it's the end where you experience true satisfaction and accomplishment. If you set out to make a piece of furniture, or if you set out to make something on the first day, it's simply in your mind. And then you might put it down on some paper, and then you might get some wood out and begin to cut it and mold it and make it. But it's not until the finished product that you can sit back and gain satisfaction. Wow, look at what I have made. Look at what I have accomplished. That's where true satisfaction is. That's where true accomplishment is at. It's at the end of a task that we're engaged in. Brethren, we need to become a Christian. And we need to do that before it's too late. But we need to stay faithful all the way to the end. We need to make it all the way through the end. That's where true satisfaction is at. Do you remember when Jesus came to the earth in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2? He came to die on the cross. But that wasn't the end of the matter. He had his goal set on going back to heaven. And so in Hebrews chapter 12, the same place where the writer encourages us to run that Christian race, we're told that for the joy that was set before him, Jesus, he endured the cross, despising shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He wanted to make it all the way through the end and go past the cross, even to rule and reign at the right hand of God. And in the scripture reading, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, Paul had spent a great life in the Lord's service. I want you to consider how many books of the New Testament, 13 books of the New Testament, are attributed to the Apostle Paul. Look at all of the things that he accomplished in his life. The end of his life was better than the beginning. You know, on that day that he went to Damascus, and he goes on there into Damascus, and Ananias baptizes him into Christ. Acts chapter 9. What a great day that was. The great persecutor of the church became the great preacher of the church. But listen, it was the end of Paul's life that was better than the beginning. At the end of his life, he had written the 13 epistles. At the end of his life, he had converted so many to Christ. At the end of his life, he had established so many churches. That day that he was baptized, I'm sure that was a great day. But it was better for him to go all the way through that life and be faithful to the Lord. Brethren, that's where true satisfaction and accomplishment is. I don't want to downplay the beginning of something, but Solomon says it's actually going through that whole process that is the better way. Listen, do you know that anybody can become a Christian for a day, but to be a faithful Christian your whole life? Anybody can be married for a day, but to be married your whole life? Anybody can get a job for a day, but to work hard your whole life? You see the point? We can do things for a very short period of time, and that's fine, and that's great. But it's the end of a matter that is better than the beginning. All of you here this morning who have been married for quite a while, you know that when you go home and you sit down with your mate, it is a much better experience than your honeymoon. The honeymoon was pretty good, right? Remember that? But when you look back on it now, all of the things that you've been through, all of the ups and downs, all of the accomplishments, all of the things that you've weathered, all of the things that you've gone through, you know good and well that it's better now than it was that very first day. You just don't know. You don't know anything on that first day. You don't know anything. You've not experienced anything. You've not had to work through anything. And I can tell by the expressions on your face that you agree with what I'm saying. It's the end is better than the beginning. The beginning's fine, but the end is better. And to stay faithful. And I remember that day that I became a Christian. I went with my father. He was preaching a gospel meeting, and it was on a Friday night. And I heard a sermon, and I walked forward, and the preacher that was there baptized me into Christ. I remember that day. But now it is so much different than that very first day that I was baptized into Christ. So please stay faithful your whole life. And we'll talk about that some more in just a minute. It's when something is done that you look back with satisfaction and with accomplishment. And so let us take that approach to our service to Christ. That's why the end is better than the beginning. That's where true satisfaction and accomplishment comes. But there's something else that comes to my mind. If you'll turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 11, you may recall there that during the days of the wicked king Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 20, that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, was coming up against to fight Ahab. And eventually the Syrians are defeated. But in 1 Kings chapter 20, Ben-Hadad surrounds Samaria and he says, I want all of your wives and I want all of your things and give me anything I want. And then he begins to taunt Ahab and he says, I'm going to come up and make war with you. And in 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 11, the king of Israel answered and said, tell Ben-Hadad, let not him that girds on his armor boast himself as he that putteth it off. Do you know what that means? You know what that means? Any soldier can put on some armor. Look at how great I am. But wait a minute. Have you gone through any battles? Have you actually done any fighting? Have you even used your weapon? Anybody can start something and put some armor on. But Ahab is saying, wait a minute, the person who can really boast, the person who can really be proud, is the one not only who has put the armor on, but has actually gone out to the battlefield and used it and come home alive. That's the one who's got something to talk about. So that brings me to my next point. And that is, the end is better than the beginning because that's where you have gained understanding and wisdom and experience. That's where you've gained understanding and wisdom and experience. You've gone into battles and you've come back. You've not just simply put the armor on, but you've actually gone out and used it. And so, brethren, we need to stay faithful all the way through the end, because that's where we have understanding and wisdom. The parent who has been a parent one day, or who has been a parent 30, 40, 50 years, who's got more understanding and wisdom? And we've got to appreciate someone who's gone through a lot and consider their wisdom and consider their judgment and consider their understanding. They've been at it a long time. Go to the older parent. Go to the older, wiser church member. Go to one of the elders of the church. They've been at this a long time. They've experienced a lot of things. And they have so much wisdom and understanding. All of us remember the first day that our child came on the scene, we were green behind the ears. The first day we got married, we were green behind the ears. Boy, we just didn't know a whole lot. But when you go through decades, decades of things, that's where you really have knowledge and understanding and wisdom and experience. And so we should appreciate those who've gone through those kinds of things. The end of a matter is better than the beginning, because that's where you have all of the knowledge. So at work, you don't go to the person who has started on day one. Hey, can you tell me how to do such and such? No, don't go to that person. They've only been there one day. Don't catch them in the break room and say, hey, could you teach me how to do such and such? No, go get the old timer. Go get the old timer. They're the ones that have the understanding and the wisdom and the experience. When I go to Lowe's, I don't get the teenager. I don't go get the teenager. I pass them up. I just keep walking. I find the old timer. Hey, and just about every time, he knows exactly what I want, where it is, how to use it, how to fix it. He'll even give you some experience on how to install it. And not to take away from the young person. We have to start somewhere. We all have to start somewhere. But that old timer has been through a lot. And he's at the part of his life where he has a lot of understanding and wisdom. And that's why the end of a matter is better than the beginning. So as much as we can, reach out to those who've experienced a lot of things in life. Turn to them for that understanding and that experience and that wisdom. Turn with me to James chapter 1. There's another reason why the end of a matter is better than the beginning, because at the end, that is where you've shown that you can be steadfast in any kind of testing that has come your way. Life will throw us a lot of tests. And it's at the end where we can show that we've made it through that. In James chapter 1, count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into manifold temptations or trials, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience or steadfastness. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. Jump down to verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he shall receive the crown of life. And that's what Paul talked about in 2 Timothy 4. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Here, the crown of life, which the Lord promised to them that love him. Who is this coming to? James says, it's coming to the man who's been proved, verse 3. It's coming to the man who has been approved, verse 12. It's at the end of a process that you show that you can be steadfast and patient and endure. It's at the end of the process. And so James is telling us that our faith is going to be tried and tested. In fact, he even says in verse 2, which would be kind of challenging, count it all joy. We're to be happy when we go through manifold trials. Why, James? The proving of your faith. That means we've got to work through it, get all the way through it. It works steadfastness. Like I said earlier, we can all enter into a relationship for one day. Anybody can work through a relationship for one day. But can you stick with it for a decade? Can you stick with it for 2 decades? Can you stick with it for 3 decades? You see? Anybody can pass through a trial on just one day. We can all pretty much make it through a trial on one day. But what about 2 days and 3 and 4 and a lifelong? James says it's at the end of this life, verse 12, that we receive the crown of life. Because there has to be a period in which we are proved, verse 3, and we are approved. It takes time to go through tests in life. Some tests, even at school, take a little time, don't they? Anybody can start a test. I remember when I was in school, I could put my name on the test. I could do that part. That's pretty easy. But could I make it through the whole thing? So, as James says, let us stay faithful and pass through any of those kinds of trials that come, because it shows, look at this in verse 4, that it may be perfect or complete. We want to be complete. We want to be complete in Christ, lacking in nothing. And what is that? Someone who's able to make it all the way through these tests and show that we can endure and stay steadfast. Along those same lines, the end of a matter is where you prove and you show your faithfulness. Anybody can be faithful on one day. But can you be faithful after a lifetime of marriage? Can you be faithful after a lifetime of serving Christ? Can you be faithful and loyal to your job after a lifetime of work? You see, anybody can be loyal and faithful for one day. But Solomon is saying it's better to get all the way to the end. I love this passage in John 13, 1. Jesus loved them to the end. I love that. He loved them to the end. All the way to the cross. He's talking about his disciples there. Can we make it all the way to the end? In Romans chapter 6 and verse 22, Paul talks about the righteous life and living the righteous life. And when we are made free from sin, we become servants of God, that you have fruit unto sanctification, and the end, eternal life. The end. Eternal life comes at the end of a faithful service to Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8 and 2 Corinthians 1:13, the Corinthians were blessed with so many spiritual blessings and they needed to have that with them all the way to the end. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3. Where the Hebrew writer is encouraging brethren who are in danger of falling away. He says, if we hold fast our boldness and the glorying of our hope firm unto the end. Let me encourage you this morning to be baptized into Christ. We talked in our class this morning that if we're not right with God, we're going to face the wrath of God when Jesus comes again. We've got to obey the gospel. It is a very serious matter, and we cannot put that off. In fact, it is so serious that Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians that when Jesus comes again with his angels in flaming fire, he will render vengeance to them that know not God and to them that, listen to this, obey not the gospel. It is going to be a serious matter to face Jesus in flaming fire if you've not obeyed the gospel. Let me encourage you. I beg you to do that. Let me help you with that even to this day. And once we start that, be firm all the way to the end. Look at Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 14. For we are become partakers of Christ if, we talked about that little word if a few sermons back, the conditional if. We are become partakers of Christ if, conditioned upon this, we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. That's where the reward is, brother. And in chapter 6 and verse 11, we desire that each one of you may show the same diligence unto the fullness of hope, even to the end. And in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26, the local churches of Christ there in Asia are encouraged to be faithful and stay faithful even to the end. In this particular congregation of Thyatira, those who keep my works unto the end, to him will I give authority over the nations. It's where we show our faithfulness. It's where we show that under any circumstance in life, we can be faithful to the Lord. Anybody can be a Christian for one day. That's relatively easy. But to go through the various temptations and trials and situations that come up through life and weather all of those storms and be firm all the way to the end, that's why the end is better than the beginning. In a similar way, the end is where you show that you can endure. You show that you can endure and you can be saved. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 22 when Jesus was sending out His disciples to preach the gospel. There were going to be some difficult days. You know, preaching the truth, not everybody likes that. And they would be different places and they would be rejected. We know from the book of Acts and other places that they were persecuted and rejected. And Jesus tells them in advance, there's going to be some difficult times and you'll be delivered up. And you'll be hated, verse 22. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. A similar statement is made in Matthew 24:13 with regard to the destruction of Jerusalem. If you apostles will make it through your preaching work all the way to the end, you'll be saved. And in Matthew 24, if you make it through this coming destruction of Jerusalem and you remain faithful, you can be saved. Jesus is saying it's at the end where the salvation comes. There's going to be some difficult times between point A and point B. But you've got to endure. And the end of a thing is better than the beginning because that's the place where we show that we can endure. You remember Job? We remember the story of Job in James chapter 5 and verse 11. The agony that he had to endure. The suffering that he had to do from head to toe. Behold, we call them blessed that endured. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. What is Job 40 and 41? What is that? It's the end. It's the end of the story. And there were times when Job wanted to give up. It was so bad in Job chapter 3, he said, I wish I'd never been born. I'm not downplaying the difficulties of life. I'm not downplaying the difficulties of life. His wife turned on him, Job 2. Well, just curse God and die. Job 4, his friends begin to turn on him. During the middle part of the book of Job, he's even beginning to question God. But he sticks with it. And James says, you've seen the end of the Lord. And we know how that Job and his family were rewarded because he endured. How that the Lord is full of pity and merciful. Even during the difficult times, the Lord is merciful.
And so, brethren,
let's make it through to the end, because that's where you show that you can endure.
Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 Peter, every chapter in 1 Peter mentions something about the suffering of Christians.
It was written around the time of Nero in 65 AD, and he was one emperor that persecuted Christians, and there is persecution here, and it'll even get more severe by the time of Domitian, some 30 years later. And so they're going through trials. 1 Peter 1, 6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be that you be put through manifold trials, that the proof of your faith, here's the testing that we talked about earlier, being more precious than gold that perishes, though it is proved by fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the second coming. Whom not having seen, you love, on whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice greatly with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So we're even facing suffering with joy. That's difficult to do, but we must do that. And then look at verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. What's the end of your faith? What's the end of it? The end of your faith in this context is making it through all of those fiery trials. And when you do, Peter says that that is where the salvation of your soul takes place. That's why we need to stay faithful all the way to the end. And then one last thing, and the lesson will be yours. Why is the end of a matter better than the beginning? Because at the end, you remember back, turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, in that same context, he says, the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. We have our family here. I'm grateful for all of our family who are here. You have some family that are visiting, I'm sure, some of you, and it's a great thing to have family around. And when our children were born on those days, it was exciting. And all of our grandchildren on those days when they were born, it was a very exciting thing. How in the world can Solomon say in verse 1 that the day of death is better than the day of one's birth? How can that be? Do you remember the excitement of that newborn baby? Do you remember maybe the tears that were shed or the laughter or the excitement? And it's just such a great day when a baby is born. How can Solomon say that the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth? Because you've gone through that whole life. You've been able to serve the Lord. You've been able to pray to God and read His Word. You've been able to obey the gospel. You've been able to be a faithful member of the church. You can't do that on day one. You can't do that on the day of your birth. But on the day of your death, you can look back and see all of those great things that you've done to serve God. All of these things, brethren, this morning are contingent upon being right with God. Listen very carefully. The end of a matter is only better than the beginning if we're faithful to God. We've got to be faithful to God. And when we are, then the very next chapter of our life is when we get to go and be with the Lord. Why is the end better than the beginning? Why is the day of death better than the day of one's birth? Because that's the day that we get to go be in paradise. Wow. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. You get to start the next chapter of your life. You get to make a whole new beginning with the Lord. It's at the end of time that there will be a harvest and a judgment day.
in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 39. It's at the end of time, 1 Corinthians 15:24, that Christ will deliver up the kingdom to God. And when you're in that kingdom as a faithful Christian, you get to go, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, to go and to depart and to be with the Lord. What a great thing that is. That's why the end is better than the beginning. And that's why the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. Because when we've lived faithfully to the Lord, we get to go and be with Him forever. Brethren, finishing is better than starting. That's basically what Solomon is saying. Finishing is better than starting. Starting's great. There's some good things about starting. But finishing is where the better life is. And so this morning, if I can encourage you to start that Christian life, let me help you to do that. And let me encourage you to go all the way through life serving the Lord. That's where experience and satisfaction is at. That's where understanding and wisdom is at. That's where you show that you can be steadfast and faithful and that you can endure all the way to the end. And at the end of our life, we can go to that next phase and be with the Lord. Can you imagine hearing Jesus turn to you while hanging there on the cross? Today you will be with me in paradise. And that thief is thinking, wow. Earlier in the day, he had been railing on Jesus with his friend, but he changed. He changed his thought. He changed his attitude. He believed Jesus had a kingdom and that he would come in his kingdom. He believed that Jesus was innocent. He changed. And I'm wondering if he's thinking, boy, I'm so glad I changed right here at the end. Right here at the end. That's where it all changed for him. So let's go all the way to the end. We're going to stand and sing the song of encouragement. If you'll come and let your needs be made known as we stand, if we can help you in some way, come as we stand and sing.